It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As students head back to college, we're reminded of the rising costs of higher education. While college isn't for everyone, the need for some form of higher education is essential. Trade schools in recent years have reported boosts in enrollment. What are the benefits of attending a technical school over a traditional college or university? We're posing this question and more to Brian O'Rourke, a professor of economics at Robert Morris University. Brian O'Rourke, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. It's good to be here.
Why is tuition at colleges and universities rising at such an alarming rate?
That's kind of a complex question, although we can target two or three really big reasons. One of the reasons has to do with competition. We've got schools that are trying to outdo each other when it comes to the amenities they provide for students. So you've got new dorms, you've got student activity centers that are really expensive. And interestingly, a lot of students don't want to share rooms with people they've never met before. So when I went to school, I got put in a room with someone I'd never met. We got along. It worked fine. But these days, a lot of students want their own room. They're used to having their own room at home, and that's expensive for colleges to build those kind of facilities. And so we see on the hardware side of the school, sort of the room and board side, we see a lot of expenses there. But we also see that there's a lot more bureaucracy in the school system, in the higher education system, than there used to be. And those bureaucrats don't come cheap. It's not so much that we have people working just to educate students anymore. There's someone out raising money. There's someone out doing other aspects, public relations, all kinds of things that these bureaucrats are doing, and they're expensive, and that raises tuition as well. And then we kind of have this weird angle on education where we hear we need government to spend more money on education. It decreases the cost of education. But if you think about it, when you have somebody paying for something for you and they don't pay attention to the bottom line or how much it costs, they tend to just throw more and more money at it. So if someone was going to pay for something for you and they didn't care how much it costs, then the person who actually sold the product, in this case education, could just sort of bump that cost up a little bit. Government says, oh, wow, we need to help students go to college. We'll give you more money. We'll give you more money. We'll give you more money. And so the price keeps ticking up because government doesn't, it's not their money. They're just spending on it. So we have government spending money on education. We think it's a good thing, but that can also lead to higher tuition bills. And tuition is kind of a weird thing. It's like going to buy a car. You see the sticker price in the window of a car, and you say, well, yeah, that's what they want me to pay. And if you do pay that, the dealers are very, very happy. But college tuition is what we're talking about as far as the increase is the sticker price. And very few people actually pay the sticker price. There are grants, there are deductions that can be made depending on your financial circumstances. So while we see that tuition definitely is rising, and it's rising really, really quickly, not everybody's paying that high tuition, that sticker price of the tuition.
With this tremendous increase in cost, why is there a push for more students to attend college?
Well, there's a number of studies that are out there right now showing the monetary benefit to students for going to a four-year college, to getting a degree. Over the course of your lifetime, the average college student will earn over $800,000 more in their working career than someone who doesn't. And that's a huge deal. Obviously, if you're going to spend $100,000, $150,000, if you're going to get an $800,000 return on that, well, that's actually makes some sense. You also have, with a tight job market, students need something to differentiate themselves, and that college degree is one way for them to do that.
How does not attending college impact young people?
That's an interesting question because it depends on why you don't go to college. For example, if your alternative is to go into the workforce and maybe work at some low-wage, low-skill job, then skipping college is probably not the way you want to go because it's very difficult to get out of those kinds of positions. That college degree gives you that boost. But for other students, skipping college actually ends up saving them in the long run because they don't have to pay those student loans back. So if you find a trade, or if you go to a trade school and find a job that you can work at without incurring that debt, that's actually a good thing for you. Another thing you really have to pay attention to for students, I mentioned the average $800,000 a year more. That's the average. So we're not talking about everybody going to make that much more. The major you choose in college is really, really important. If you choose petroleum engineering, you're going to make $90,000 to $100,000 to $110,000 starting out. If you choose accounting or finance, those jobs are out there and they pay well. If you choose art history, if you choose psychology or sociology, there are lots of jobs that ask for those degrees and there are lots of people looking to fill them, and you're not going to make as much as someone in one of these other degrees. And that's just something you have to pay attention to.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA, and we're talking with Brian O'Rourke, a professor of economics at Robert Morris University, about higher education choices and costs associated with those choices. What alternatives are there for people who don't plan to attend college?
Well, there's lots of things for students, even at the high school level, if they start thinking about this at the right time. There are vo-tech programs, and you know, I hate to compare the U.S. educational system to other countries, but other countries are more receptive to putting students in tracks. A lot of times, kids know that they don't want to go to college early on. And a country like Germany has track programs where the students start to learn a trade while they're in high school. And I think vo-tech programs are really valuable for that. Unfortunately, those are some of those programs that get cut whenever there's a funding crisis. There's also high school internships that are opportunities. There are trade schools. The military is still a great way for students to go out, sort of learn more about themselves, learn what kind of jobs, and there are training programs within the military. And I was just looking at some programs. They're called, well, they sort of refer to them as boot camp programs, where businesses and industries are actually setting up programs for students who have just come out of high school to learn how to do a trade. This is really seems to be popular with computer programming, for example. So you go take maybe a year-long course in how to program. It's not cheap. It's, you know, in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $15,000, but that's it. And then there are typically jobs waiting for you out of those programs.
And in the introduction, we mentioned increased enrollment at technical schools. Why do you think this is happening?
Well, I think the most sort of straightforward answer on that is simply students don't want the debt. They don't want the debt of a traditional four-year school. And I mean, I'm in higher education. I know for us at Robert Morris, we are heavily dependent upon students coming to our school, and we try to do our best by those students, but not every student is college material. And when they don't realize that early on, or when parents are forcing them into school, or they're just following their friends, they're not doing themselves any services. But finding a tech school, finding a trade school that will train them in something that they might like, that they have an interest in, that's a really great avenue for students for jobs like plumbing and electrical work, where there just simply aren't going to be enough people in the very near future. And if you've ever had to hire an electrician or a plumber, you know, you can be put on a waiting list for some period of time, and it's expensive. One of the reasons is supply and demand. We just don't have enough people in those occupations.
Deciding if and where you'll attend college is a big decision for any high school student. So who is helping them make this decision?
That's a great question. I mean, parents typically are looking at this as an investment in their children. So parents are interested in this. But I know when I went to college, I was the first, I was the oldest child in my family. And my parents didn't really understand the way the college game was played. So parents, while they can provide good advice, don't always have all the answers. Guidance counselors at schools have some influence there, but sometimes their incentives are messed up. Sometimes in Pennsylvania, we rate schools, and one of the things we rate high schools on is how many of the students go to college. So the guidance counselors have an incentive to push kids into college that may not be college material. The students themselves, off, you know, they have ideas about what college is going to be like, and they listen to their friends. And I think the friends have a lot of influence and impact on college decisions, even though, you know, typically you don't go to the same schools as your friends. So if you're in a group of friends who are, they're all talking about going to college, you say, oh, maybe I ought to be doing that too, even if I don't know what I want to do yet. So I think in the future, what we're going to see is we're going to see businesses sort of follow this boot camp model. I can, in the energy industry, for example, there's a huge demand for people to work in the energy industry, not necessarily as the engineers, but just to drive the trucks, to help lay the pipe. In Beaver County, where I am, all this Marcellus Shale activity, they need workers. And so I think there are going to be alternatives for students like these boot camps and computer programming to help generate employment and qualified employees for these businesses.
Brian O'Rourke is a professor of economics at Robert Morris University. Brian, thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.